call out and confront evil, but don't define yourself by that evil. Welcome to Jewish Meditation with Rabbi G. This is week 5 on the series of managing our emotions. I just want to point out that this will be the final week in this series. We're going to take a little break after this, but in a few weeks will be Hanukkah, and I'm going to post a daily meditation for each candle of the 8 days of Hanukkah, a thought and a meditation surrounding so you can listen to and internalize when you light the Hanukkah candles. And then during the summer holidays, we'll have a series as well. Please stay tuned for all the details. So one of the greatest collective strengths of the Jewish people is never to give into victimhood. Being a victim is just not in our DNA. When the Second Temple was destroyed and the Jews were under very, very oppressive Roman regime, they were being persecuted and they were prohibited from studying the Torah and so on and so forth. It was people like Rabbi Akiva, the great Rabbi Akiva, who refused to give in. He refused to be a victim. He pushed on, and him and others and his colleagues pushed on with Jewish scholarship, with Jewish learning. And it was during that time that the Talmud was actually written. The Talmud was published. Most amazing thing, the Talmud is the body of Jewish knowledge that we use today for every aspect of Jewish learning. During the Crusades and the burning of the Talmud, where they almost lost all the, it was before the printing press, almost lost everything to do with Jewish learning and scholarship, they managed to rebuild. Wherever we are, we've always adapted and contributed and pushed on and grew and built. Even something as devastating as the Holocaust, in a relatively short time, Am Yisrael, the Jewish people, rebuilt, built a country, built yeshivot, built pieces of places of learning, places of business, scholarship, and so on and so forth. Because our survival, our existence is based and predicated on not denying evil. We call it out, we identify it, but we never become defined by it. And the reason is because it's not who we are. Whenever we are persecuted, whenever we've been challenged, the challenge does not affect the core identity of who we are. It was the previous Chabad Rebbe, called the Friedeke Rebbe, Rav Yosef Yitzchak Schneerson, when he was imprisoned in Russia under communist rule, and he was for a short time taken out of prison and sent into exile and then completely freed. But it was in the middle, when he was on the train station, he addressed a large crowd who had come illegally at the time to listen to him and to have a glimpse before he went into exile. And he made the famous statement, and he said, throughout our challenges, throughout our persecution, throughout our galut, our exile, it has always been only our body that has gone into exile. But our souls were never exiled. Our souls are always free. We are intrinsically a free people, people who are connected with our soul, bound up with God, and positive and generating light all the time. I bring this concept in because now during going through this challenging time that we're all going through at the moment, we also need to be careful to recognize evil, to fight back, to advocate, to fight anti-Semitism. But the approach that we have cannot be to be absorbed and overwhelmed and obsessed with talking about how attacked we are and how trodden on we are and how anti-Semitic people are. We cannot become defined by that. Our approach has to be to become stronger. Our approach has to be to fight back with light. Our approach has to be that no matter what they do to us on any level, the soul within us burns brightly. The soul within us is full of faith, full of strength, full of hope, full of inspiration. And therefore, our response always has to be in each day when we're feeling down, when we're feeling fearful perhaps, has to be, I'm going to fight back, but fight back with purpose, with faith, with light. Of course, evil has to be confronted. We have a heroic army of soldiers, boys and girls, that are fighting on the front line, putting themselves in harm's way to do what needs to be done in the physical realm of things so we should achieve a victory. We are not there, we are here. But as equally important is to fight back spiritually. and to fight back with hope and inspiration, not to define ourselves but the attack that is being thrust upon us, but to define ourselves by who we really are. Our soul, a soul that seeks light, a soul that seeks purpose and finds purpose in everything. Now's the time to add in goodness, time to add in a mitzvah. Now's the time to pray extra, to help other people. Now's the time to inspire other people, to instill hope and faith and bitachon and emunah in ourselves and in anyone around us. We need to fight back with light and define ourselves by that intrinsic growth and light and optimism and hope that lives at the core of our neshama. So let's do a meditation on our soul and really connect with who we really are. Make yourself comfortable. Try to remove all distractions, the superficial stuff that is around us, and slowly close your eyes. As we always do, turn attention to your breathing. Breathe deeply. Go inwards. Go inside of yourself and become aware of who you really are. Breathing in and out, connecting to the real rhythm and the beauty of life. If your mind wanders and you become distracted, just gently bring it back. Focus on your awareness of your breath, inhaling, exhaling, feeling each breath fill your lungs, feeling each exhalation, feeling the sensation of letting go. Every breath, every neshima is the neshama as an expression of the soul. Think of your soul. Think of your godly spark. Think of the holiness and the purity that is within you that can never be damaged, never be distorted, never be destroyed. Our neshama rises above any pain, any loss, any tragedy. It's who we are intrinsically. It's our definition. Just breathe in and out and think of your neshama. Connect to your soul. Nurture your soul. Reveal your soul. Let's try and connect and let's try and do things that are soulful. Prayer, mitzvah, support for others, and so on. We are indestructible, just like our soul is indestructible, and that's us. We are eternal. Our soul is eternal. Our soul is the real us. Let's connect to it. Just hold that thought, and this is such an important idea, especially during these times. Every time you're feeling frazzled, unsettled, scared, confused, try and connect to the purity of your neshama. Try and do something that connects you to your soul, to your resilience, to your purity. Let I so hope that God listens to our prayers. He brings about a swift resolution to this crisis, a swift but decisive victory, and peace and security for everyone. Have a great day.